Cheers to life.
Good morning, Lagos. I had my, you know, Kool-Aid this morning.
Your Kool-Aid? What's Kool-Aid?
Yes, it's Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
It's like a drink.
Okay.
Yeah, I had it, but it didn't stop the shouting.
Great.
I'm more like Rihanna.
Because
like,
today in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to, you know, win you at this ball. Obviously, I can't.
Honey, catch me.
But she brings the shake, shake. I bring the claps.
Woo! It is Thursday. Look, it was just Monday the other day, and today is Thursday. Some people have said that January is going to be long. You say lie. Well, I've reached half of it. It's
the
half.
Week is 4 years old, or 4 days old, actually.
Excuse me?
Four days old.
No. It's the fastest January I've ever seen.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I didn't say the month. I said the week.
No, you're still not getting.
Okay.
Most Januaries have 8 weeks.
I mean, you mean like 60 days?
Yeah. This January so far has had 2 weeks.
I'm telling you.
I'm excited.
I don't think so, but okay. I'm just saying okay because you're saying it's okay.
I'm not joking because by now I would have been wearing like a really moody face and be saying send funds. But it's like different.
Send forth to where?
Send funds.
Send funds. Okay. Yes. Are you guys still doing it though? Because now I'm feeling it's very slow. It's crawling.
Nah, it's okay. I can still manage. I still have granules and Gary. That's fine.
And don't have about going, oh, you're broke. Yeah. I will send funds to you.
Wow, you did me dirty.
Yeah, I didn't do you dirty. I mean, you never can tell. Your helper may be listening.
No, wait, so you send me funds?
I'll send you funds.
I'll drag you.
Can one to reach?
Yes.
One to
I buy a wagon and bread.
No, I no con.
Yes.
You are really broke. I'll
take you to me. Good morning, Lagos. 10 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos? This is where Lagos's best conversation resides. Mm-hmm. Yes, we tell you down to our food chairs. If you don't like it, but you have to listen to us.
I mean, you got a choice,
though? No choice. My boyfriend is somewhere around the corner. You see, Urdu people have been saying you should come and, you know.
Come and say what really
happened. Every day you just, he has to come and... Yesterday, I had to go to Ikorodu
too. I want to report many things happened in me, not here. Don't leave me.
Nothing happened.
A lot happened.
I was trying to say, guys, that he has to be going to Ikorodu to sign paper because the men of Ikorodu says he should not come back and take their girl.
I think they've not given him a position now, save there.
No. He still has to do time. He has to finish doing time.
I feel like he was really a good, you know, he was a good boy when he was there. So you're like, okay, do you know what? We have to.
Ladies, I'm here.
No, but we don't care.
We don't care.
We're talking about you.
When you were in captivity, that they were like, you know what, we have to upgrade.
Oh, no!
We performed.
Why did they kidnap him in the first place? He will not leave Ikorodu girls alone.
Let me explain.
Every day he's asking, what's your blood group?
Let me explain.
What's your blood group?
I wasn't kidnapped by Ikorodu girls.
Hey!
I was kidnapped by Ikorodu.
Funny, this is new information. Actually, Ikorodu, they were girls.
Ikorodu women.
Hey.
There's a difference.
People's wives.
No!
Hey! Nigeria Info does not associate with people that go after people's wives.
No. Women don't have to be girls like you're underage. So I don't do.
So, Professor, you're underage.
No, he's not talking about me. He said you now. I don't. Don't be.
How can me like this be underage?
Well, it's not by me.
How can I be underage? It's not by me.
Wait, ladies. Children.
Yes.
Take it.
It's our fault.
How can you look at me like this and say I'm children?
How?
Is it by that me?
Come
is
and
it that me you're talking about? Away?
Come here and say it.
She has been beating you.
It's a long story. She used it shake on me.
She used it to beat you. Welcome to the club. she does that.
No.
Good morning, ma. Good morning, sir. Good morning, listeners. See, let me tell you.
I don't like how you guys portray me to the audience like I am like violent. I'm not violent. I'm like the sweetest person.
Marianne is not violent. Her hand just goes before her mouth. She refers hit you and tell you I will hit you now. That thing she's shaking is a weapon. She uses it as a weapon.
Nick Lagos, do not believe. These are allegations.
These are the issues.
Spurious allegations. Accent. They're trying.
I know how Nigerians are. They always support everything.
They're trying.
They're trying to do what?
To destroy my name.
How can you beat me with that accent?
Your bad name, you mean.
Exactly. It's not even possible.
It's not possible. Thunder, fire your enemies.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm still traumatized.
This one now wants to use accent to complain. Yeah, use accent to complain.
Do I even get lazy?
Hey.
No,
That's Sodo level.
Can we start the show, please? Can we start the show?
We are not starting the show.
This topic I'm talking about.
This is the topic.
I'm talking about official violence.
Yes, beating people.
Does it happen to you?
Have you been beaten?
Excuse me, Mr. Femi.
Place of work.
Excuse me. Sheriff, Mr. Femi. See you, please. It's not true.
Don't call people to come and fight with you.
Why are you hashtagging them?
People are looking for my head.
They're looking for your head.
People, sir, I'm a good
guy.
And the funny thing. And the funny thing is, she's pretty. She has this cute face. So as she's saying to her, like, she can't do
pretty?
No wrong.
She's not pretty. She's not beautiful.
I cannot follow her. I can't follow her and do that.
She's not pretty. She's just beautiful.
She's cute.
No. Marianne is not pretty. What? She's beautiful.
What are you doing, you guys? Let's start the show now.
Let's start the show.
Yeah, welcome.
I started since.
Yeah.
Is it not sound
what
off?
What are we discussing?
Okay, this is not sound off.
Yay! Sound off with TJT. All right,
guys. We start the show with sound off. My name is Marianne. He's Church. She's first hour. Call me.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
And it's time for Sound Off. Now, the Nigeria Police Force has said to us that they're not planning to put an end to stop and search operations across the country anytime soon.
Wow.
On the line, anytime soon.
Yeah.
The police says it's one of the most effective strategies in curtailing the activities of criminal elements in society.
Yeah.
And hence, he has no plans to stop it.
Yeah. Amazing.
The Assistant Inspector General of Police in charge of Zone 7, Kayode Egbetokun.
Okay, use it.
Yeah, made this known on visiting the FCT Police Command in Abuja.
Yeah.
Now, AIG Egbetokun says the stop and search operations are very relevant as they increase police visibility in various areas, thereby making it difficult for criminals to carry out their nefarious activities.
Yes, it was nefarious.
Yes. Now, he however adds that the police will ensure that its officers carry out their duty devoid of any form of extortion and in line with legal
extortion
or best global practices.
You can't remove that one now. That is the most important.
So let me tell you this. This is a welcome development.
I love it.
Absolutely.
And the fact that the police says they will not stop this, it goes to show that the police, they are ready to do their job.
Amazing.
They've always been ready.
Because when the police stop, they stop you. You will not, when you leave the checkpoint,
you leave there a changed person.
You leave there.
You are never the same again.
Virtue would have left you.
Yes.
If you had any plan of doing anything bad,
it
would leave you there.
Yes, you can't do it.
So when they stop the vehicle, and remember, stop and search.
Yes.
And they always search.
It's not just stop.
Mm-hmm.
They search.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your phone.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes your wallet,
mm-hmm. sometimes your bag,
sometimes your bag,
sometimes your, if you're coming from the airport, they check everything.
People carry dangerous weapons in their wallet,
like money.
Do you know that it's money they used to buy? Yes, do you know that it's money they used to buy weapons?
Yes,
it's money they used to pay terrorists.
Yes,
it's money they used to do all these terrible things.
It's money they used to buy drugs.
Yeah,
it's money that they use from Yao Yao. It's money.
Stop you.
Yes,
make you unable. Oh God, somebody clap somewhere.
Hey,
make you unable to commit any nefarious activity.
You can't. How can you? When Venture has left you.
So I'm going to tell you that they will not stop this. They have the Nigerians in mind.
What about that extortion part? You're going to stop?
No, I'm just going to wonder. I want to list it. It's not going to just be stop and search. It's stop and fleece. Stop and shoot. Stop and beg.
But they don't do all those things.
Police will not extort you. See, let me extortion.
No.
And even when they do, those are the economic growth of the country.
Those are the things that they are stopping.
Did they
use that's what I'm saying.
Yes. No. They are stopping the begging.
They shouldn't stop that one.
No, they are stopping the fleecing. They are stopping the shooting.
Okay, you're saying that you should stop that.
Yes. No. They say they are stopping that.
When a policeman takes you to an ATM machine, is that extortion?
It's not fleecing. You're helping the police to work better.
Yes.
My point, maybe you're not hearing me. That's what I was saying.
Oh. And some policemen also, they make it easier because sometimes you might go to an ATM machine and you're robbed. They have their own.
They don't use it. It's for the economic growth of the country. Yeah. So it's not as if they are trying to take what belongs to you for them. What are they using it for?
And And where this was made, the report was made in Abuja, seat of government, that they will not stop this anytime soon. Because the security situation in Nigeria is bad.
It's very bad. I mean, imagine, if they stop it, they'll start kidnapping people.
Again.
They might even come to this studio and kidnap us.
Yeah, because of the stop and start, we've had zero kidnappings in Nigeria. Because, see, the stop and search has robbery. Let me tell you, if they stop...
That generally stop nefarious activity. Yeah,
and in Imo State, there are no police stations in Imo State. And the state has not capitulated. Although, kidnapping is going on there. But once this...
But nefarious activities, according to the police, have been reduced.
Just remove nefarious activities from the system. Mm. So I want to commend the Nigeria police.
As they have left no stone unturned.
Can we do stand innovation?
Yes!
We want to say thank you so much.
Thank you.
For this. We stand here.
Yes. We applaud you.
You've been listening
for not taking the checkpoint out of our road.
Thank you very much.
Nigeria Police.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for this activity. Yes.
But first of all, I want to send a big shout out to my friend Thunder. How are you? I hope you're not busy. Take care.
Is it the blue one?
We might need you soon.
We might redirect you in a bit.
Yeah. Thunder, take care.
All right.
See
fire.
I'll take it to
We know where it is. All right, 23 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up, Logo? Cheers to life. It's time for us to muse. Stretch.
Sir, I see you as a male.
My guy.
Anyway, what's the pettiest thing you've ever done to spite your ex?
First of all, ladies and gentlemen,
I have no exes.
You're nobody's ex.
I know you too much.
I'm nobody's ex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So because I keep my relationships neat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, I like this stretch. Oh.
Yeah, neat, man. Shit.
Peace.
Yeah. But really speaking, who the relationship you've been in before? How do you, the pettiest thing you've done?
Yes, to spite the ex. Okay, especially
on a very serious note. No, all exes are my friends.
Aww.
Honestly.
Why you didn't lie with your teeth?
Honestly. Why you didn't lie?
No, you didn't
lie. Why you didn't lie?
No, but really speaking, I don't have people who, I don't do dirty breakup. You know what I'm saying? We just
okay, but they do you dirty.
No, nobody does that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because you're what? In your game.
Yeah,
really, in your game.
I don't know because I don't really.
Can I tell you why?
Yes. No, no. You're he probably sweet he's person. Probably the nice yeah. ex, and then the other ex is the evil ex.
No. You know. So you don't. He's only used to a sharp mouth.
No, the thing is
exactly.
Sharp mouthing is a way of taking care of things.
What is that?
Lele, what was all this
talking doesn't about?
So when you leave, okay, man, is when I leave a relationship, it is gone.
Yes, you throw Thanksgiving party.
So it's gone. So
you've never done anything petty.
I don't even remember you.
Hey.
When I leave.
Now that's petty.
Yeah, no, really, I don't. When I say I've left something, what's my own with checking your status on it? I don't even know.
So yeah, I've been checking.
Who? No.
I feel like you're still pained over a relationship.
No, because I'm busy on the next one.
All that's petty.
I am busy on the next person I'm on. Know what I'm saying?
Guys.
I got to give guys, her time.
Guys, send some love to Stretch. He's in pain. He's in pain.
Let me tell you. But although I have a political career, I will deny this later. When I don't have that capacity
to hate.
When I have capacity to hate. When I say I'm done, believe me, I'm done.
Okay, we have to go. Around you have it. I'll take it to
Lego. Let the world know that off air, Marianne laughs like this. That's how she laughs. So.
You don't see. Maya is called in English cackle.
Give us the British pronunciation.
They will say no. And start it with K. Kno. And they say the K is silent. Put J there.
No.
It will still be no.
No, it will be Jno.
No? Why are you pronouncing it?
Because G and K are no mates.
Okay,
you don't understand. In letters, yes, no, that's how it works.
So why would you silent
G
K?
G comes before.
Why would you silent K?
Because K stands for a lot of things that people don't like.
Like kill.
Like
what
K.
About kiss?
Not everybody likes kiss.
Exactly. Not everybody likes kiss.
Yes.
Because because the serpent also has a kiss.
What about coolie coolie?
Not everybody likes it too.
Exactly.
Okay, so J, everything in J, people like
in
it.
In fact, they say, look at Benketsu calling pots black.
Why K is a case of mixing apples and oranges, and it doesn't happen.
Even people that bear kunle now, it's supposed to be unle, but because Africa, I don't want to go into all those things now.
Messiah, your wisdom will not kill you.
Thanks.
Your wisdom will not kill you.
That's one problem I have. I too sabi. That's my problem. I'm trying to really.
And the worst part is that.
Lagos, we have a problem. We have some wrong philosophers in the studio this morning.
Let me tell you something. Philosophy is a thing that will explain to you that. I'll take you to Lagos.
Muse, I do not know what Stretch and Fessa had today. Something is wrong. Doctor, help.
Our doctor has seen a doctor. It is not okay.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go back to our music. So I'm asking this morning, sincerely, I've laughed so much that I'm crying. what's the precious thing you've done to spice her next? I'll tell you why. A lady posted something and it's really funny. she said that I saw my ex selling drugs in a pharmacy. What can I buy to make her jealous? So it was a lady who posted, and then another person answered and said, tell her you want to buy ABACAVI or Lamivudine. They will not have it, but she'll be impressed by the big name.
Come on.
A bit of her.
So I was just going to say, a bit of a 500 mg.
If she doesn't have that, you can say, doctor said I should look for Lamivudine.
Lamivudine, yeah, is in the yellow pack.
It's how the person even says that she'll be impressed by the big grammar. Like, your ex must be
If I'm the ex and you ask me for Lamivudine, I say, what sickness do you have? So I will look for another.
I'll be like, are you serious?
Yeah, you need Lamivudine?
Oh my, that's serious.
How long have you been living with
this? This is terminal.
How many months do you have?
Yeah, even you
said, no, I don't want Lamivudine.
Petty.
That's actually petty.
People do all kinds of things.
I actually believe that before you can be petty to your ex, you have not let go. You have not let go.
Rema. No, I don't think so. I don't think it's because you haven't let go. It's just because at the moment, it's like, okay, so you've forgotten the person.
So wait, so if you didn't let go, you have to...
Let her answer. She's about to...
No, like, I think that it's not because you haven't let go. You're living your life. But this person just comes, like, you...
Do you know how much energy it is to be petty to someone who has left you?
What if you're just like that naturally? Like,
you're a petty, but that's why I left you in the first place.
No, don't buy it in like this. You always try to stain my white.
No. So you're saying what?
No, I feel like
so pettiness comes natural to you.
No, like I'm not saying me.
I'm saying the
I'm
person.
Saying some persons actually are like that, not because they are hateful or because they want to hurt the other person, but it's just like
is there a feeling?
Sometimes being petty can be a feeling, can be a schmood.
Yeah.
You know, you can just be in the mood.
My dear, to be petty.
My dear, don't do this to me. Today I won't do my dear when I get home.
My dear.
Is there a positive?
You don't have work.
I don't know.
There's nothing positive about being petty.
Some people wear
You have to be so idle.
It takes a lot of energy
to be petty.
Some people wear it on their sleeves like it's like, this is a, so I'm good at, it's like a talent.
But they don't have what to do.
Petty.
Yeah, I know someone that you know that is, and you love that party a lot.
Maybe the person is petty to you alone.
Because we've not seen the pettiness of the
person. Maybe you bring out the petty in that person.
So that person now does not have work, Abi.
Yes.
That person does not even have time for it.
I know you're listening. Okay.
So the person knows they are petty.
Yes, they say it's like, I'm petty. That's one thing about me. I'm very petty. I'll do it to you if you're stuff like that.
So, same as people saying, they go and say, oh, because they arrange their room or something, you don't have OCD. And I say, go
you
and
don't have OCD. I know how you react to it. You're just
I
like,
say, go and
sorry,
check.
Do you know what OCD is? It's a condition.
It's a mental condition. So just because you arrange your room, because don't say that to yourself.
You're just meticulous.
So petty itself, you should just check out petty. Petty is petty.
It's low down dirty.
It's deep, Abby.
It's deep. Yeah.
So you feel like it's one of the things that will not make people enter heaven as it stands.
I'm just saying. Once you have your NIN and your voter's card, you enter.
That's true.
But you see, on a serious note, there are people who live by the code of pettiness.
Yeah.
And there are people who say, I will spend whatever time I have getting back at this person. And that's because of how they must have been treated while they were in the relationship.
True.
Because there are lots of people who give their everything. So there are people that don't do half-baked relationships. They don't do half and half. They put their all
in.
The moment they say yes to you, mean say, everything I own, my father, my mother, everything, I give it to you.
So that's actually how a relationship is supposed to be.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. But then people meet other people who are, you know, one foot in, one foot out. Sometimes I'm indecisive. They love you, they appreciate you, but they're not sure if they want to stay with you for the long haul. So, and then they break your heart.
Dr. Bimbo Kende says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? What's up to you, Rick? Now, Abikavir and And Lamivudine or Lamivudine ARVs for treating HIV. So just be sure your ex will rush to go and get tested ASAP. Lol.
Hey, wait, that's the idea. Because you just broke up and your ex has been with you. And if you, that means that the ex will just say, you say what?
Is it for you? Say, yes, I want to take it. I've been taking it since. What's the problem? Can I have it? Do you have it?
Hey,
wait. For how long have you been taking it?
For a long time, even before you met me.
What's the problem?
Oh, no.
Do you have this or not?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hey.
I'm really sorry for
it. Can we close the show now?
We cannot.
Dr. Bimbo, why?
Doctor, thank you so much for opening that. Because it now makes more sense.
Yeah, because when I saw that, I was just like, what kind of drug is this? But then, so it means that...
So you're telling me that the person said, so I should go and do it.
That's not fair. That's too much.
That's
if you're an ex and you're petty, don't do it, please. That's too much.
Petty. So that's the pettiness we're talking about. Yeah. But then there's some other levels of pettiness that may not be so bad. You know, I've seen people, you know, we're on a table, we're having dinner, and their ex walks in and clocks them, wants to come with the person they came with to try to rub it in their face, like, how you doing? Oh, yeah, you know, I got that promotion. I was trying to... So have you met my girl? Yeah, she's like a doctor.
Okay,
she's like,
that's
like low, dirty, and unnecessary. So everybody on the table is like, can we just go back to eating because we don't care? And he's like, yeah, okay, so it's good to see you guys. And
so,
you.
So like I also said, when you have the energy and the concentration to be petty, you haven't let go.
Yeah, you're not over that person.
You're not over.
But a lot of them are in denial. A lot of them are in denial.
You might be on your rebound relationship, but you haven't.
What if it's like something that is needed to be done?
No.
Why? Because I mean, Oye from Ikeja just says, good morning. Women are the pettiest, let's be clear.
Yes, yeah, we give it to you guys. You women are like, oh, women.
I'm sorry, I don't know about that. You know, says, I personally
women that you guys have met, not it says, women.
You have to respect.
What are his statistics?
Respect the guy that sent the message. I'm
excuse
a woman
me.
Too.
Respect me as a woman. I'm a woman. How about that? Where his rights start. That's where mine start.
Let her reach.
She doesn't even recognize whether I'm also a woman. You just feel like, yeah.
Are you a woman? Oh, I didn't realize
I'm a female woman.
Hey, wait. Oh, there's a male woman.
Let's move on, please. I personally don't believe in bad blood unless it's super warranted. Why waste time? Peace of mind is unbeatable. That's what Oye says.
You don't believe in bad blood unless when is bad blood warranted?
Never.
Exactly.
The body doesn't even take it. That's why it pushes it out.
You don't need bad blood.
We're probably good people.
It's like you telling someone.
You
it's not about being good. It's about your sanity. Because I mean, I don't understand. I have so much to do, so I will now not be thinking about how I'm going to come and make Lagosians laugh and giggle and enjoy themselves for 2 hours. I'll be worrying
but
about
you know, that can
some
also,
ex.
Some people can be like that just because they want to get back at someone. Just
so
be
so why
happy
do you, my,
be,
po- my point
just
is,
to make the other person feel
you,
like
why do you want to get back at something you've left?
Yeah, but why should my happiness make anybody look feel bad? Yeah. I mean, that's also a problem. That
so,
person
so
must
that
have
just
a problem.
Some people do that to make people feel bad.
If I'm done in
like if you're not in talking terms with people, or maybe they did something to you, trying to act like you're fine and you've moved on, but you haven't. That's like being petty. Just being happy all of a sudden, like just doing it, just to make them feel like okay.
So it's the same thing we're saying. You're not done.
You don't see it.
You're stuck on that relationship.
Yeah.
So I told you, and I'm sincerely telling you this. If before I can say I'm done in a relationship, I would have tried everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Turned it upside down, downside up, try this, try that. And it doesn't work.
And talk to Jesus.
And I say, okay, I'm out.
Yeah.
So I can't be out and be saying that okay. Look at her status.
I will show you people.
He says that men don't have time. It's a lie. Some men actually have time.
Most men don't have time, believe
see,
me.
Some
most men don't have time.
Okay.
But some are petty anyway.
Most of the men I know are petty.
That's the thing.
Change the men.
I said most of the men I know are
change
petty.
The men you know.
And I'm wondering why do you have so much energy? I'm a woman, I don't have time. Where do you get the time from to sit down and be
is inborn
so
crafty?
Okay, that is Latin.
Is innate.
That's Latin for it's innate. It's not
okay,
outnate.
Lagos, it's time for you to chime in because these guys, they're not going to let you you speak on this matter.
Innate
but
and outnate. It says innate is inborn.
0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. These people, they belong to COVID.
Pollinate. Now, pollination is when you flower. Okay, she has put off my mic.
0700-993-993.
Black Lives Matter. She put off my mic. Black Lives Matter.
Wait, why? What's all this?
Am I not black?
Okay. I'm leaving the studio for you. Hello,
don't
good morning.
Like
what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. Just know that. I'm not talking. Don't talk to me. To me, don't talk to me.
In a legal silence, a prophet.
Child, don't talk to me.
Hello, my son.
No.
What's up?
What?
No, let me tell him the Queen of Sheba.
My son is a
virgin, though. Don't be
Of course, I'm a virgin. Of course, everybody knows that.
Why are you trying to
no,
convince
no.
Us?
My mother has contacted
me. I don't like the name you are calling my son.
Yes,
I'm a sugar. Those are roadside petty language.
Yes.
I'm
a virgin.
The living spring water.
Yes. Call me living what?
Spring water.
The living spring water.
Yes, I'm a virgin.
Yeah. Yeah, and my son has said that
yes.
What has been done into the pit toilet cannot be remembered again.
Exactly.
Be full of smell.
Yes. I'm a virgin.
So what you are caught away from a relationship that doesn't produce anything good, even though it's produced it before, hence you are no more interested. It should be done away with.
Yes.
Done and dusted.
Yes.
Eh?
Mm-hmm. I'm still a virgin.
And if my son, if you are moving with Miriam on the road, and he greets a man, tell me, the relationship will be dissolved.
Uh-huh.
You must not greet anything.
Oh, sorry.
Else.
So I will not be deaf and dumb because I'm in a relationship with your son.
No.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know why I'm saying yes.
You put my son is a jealous God now.
Exactly. Yes.
My God.
Your son is a jealous God.
He come out from the God. He's a jealous God.
Yes.
No one not God.
I agree.
I'm a jealous God.
Okay. Yes.
I don't have any other God.
What me?
I'm a virgin. Aigwe, it's okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling. Hey.
My son is a jealous God.
This should be your sticker on your car.
My son is a jealous God.
Okay. Somebody on WhatsApp says, the best revenge is becoming a better version of yourself in whatever relationship. Pettiness would keep you in a spot.
Honestly.
You'd keep coasting. Move on and be peaceful. What's up, Lagos? Gina King from Majo. Gina. Mwah. Sweet message. Sweet. Very sweet.
Is that a woman you break?
Is Gina
that?
Is a woman. Which time we man begin to bear Regina?
No, it could be Giniander. Giniandro.
What did you guys take today?
His name could be Ginger.
Nothing. The quote says, nothing is impossible.
Hallelujah.
Do you get it?
So wait, what did you two have today?
You know when she's talking prophetically?
Mm-hmm. Prophetically?
You know prophetically,
okay.
Prophetically.
What is wrong with you guys?
A prophet.
Okay.
Lagos 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01-465-7190. I do not know where these guys came from today. So I can barely breathe.
Came from our houses now. But I don't know about Stretcho. Did you?
No, I came from incarceration. But I'm a virgin. And I want to tell you today.
Your son is a jealous God.
My son is a jealous God. Yeah, I remain. I stand to be correct.
No, you don't.
I say it to be correct. So if you are listening out there and you want to say something about your hairs.
I call your hairs.
And hairs.
I call.
Okay, is it he hairs?
I can't breathe.
Yes.
I can't. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear Lord. Hello. Please turn off your radio, all right? And call me back. Please, please, please do the right thing, okay?
So is it that you can't put A in, or a vowel?
So we are turning this thing now to an English class.
I'm saying, is this A?
Hello, good morning. Yes. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Give us the what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Oh!
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Victor. I'm calling from
Moe.
Victor.
Moe, Victor. Moe.
Moe.
Yeah, Moe, I'm Moe.
Bera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk pettiness.
If I tell you about my relationship, I just break up with a lady this year, about 2 weeks.
This year?
Baba, what kind of pettiness is this?
How many days this year?
Let me tell you the story. What did you happen is this? I don't know. I was in just with about 1 year ago. That was dinner I
last year.
I met this lady. We are together.
Yeah.
But she told me that you have a guy.
Okay.
That man is living in Lokoja.
All right.
That according to what is like, that is the first love.
Okay.
So when the guy located back to Lagos.
Hmm.
So when she located to Lagos, she told me that at the end of
the guy located back to Lagos. He came back to Lagos.
To Lagos. All right. Yeah, go back to Lagos. Where she was living with me more.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it gets a time when she. So then I will call her. You okay. Put number busy. I think they went to. After some day later, she said, come back. Where did you went to? Say that, I'm very sorry. He went to go and meet Mr. Super. He said, but he told me that you have nothing to do with that girl. Why you go there? He said, please, I'm sorry. So then I started it. So what happened that? Let me make it shortly.
Yeah.
So after this girl, I care for her. I do everything possible. I take her out, whatever she needed, I give her everything she needed.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly that I'm talking about. Even promised that she's going to marry me, according to what you said, that she's going to marry me, there's no prevent anything. So at the end of the day, when you come to the December period, so she told me that you're going to spend Christmas with me on the December period. So I went to her, when I came back from work, I was calling her number and was busy. When it was Christmas Day, I couldn't find her. So after 2 days, I was 26, and I saw she kissed my star. Where did you went to? I'm very sorry, went to somewhere to clinic. I said, come, I told her, this is the last thing. Come, choose one among me and that guy. If it's that guy, go out with that guy. If it's me, go out with me.
So you broke up. You broke up with her this year?
Yeah, I broke up with her. So, on the other day, she did the same thing.
Okay.
I told her, go, from today, go, please, don't come to my house again.
Okay.
Take whatever that belongs to my house.
And
take
go.
It out of my life.
So what we're asking now is that, are you still checking her status? What are you going to do?
Are you checking to see what she and that other guy they are doing?
That wicked guy.
No, what happened is that I was here, I broke up about 2 weeks ago. So yesterday when I was coming out from office, because I thought she not come to my house, she said she don't come in again. Yesterday when I come to office, and saw somebody in my domestic sit down. I said, what do you want from me again? I told you that I'm no more interested again. She started begging me again that she wants to leave. I think for me, whatever I vomit, I will never go back to it again.
You're petty.
No.
That is all.
No.
You're petty.
So,
no,
to tell you that ladies, I'm sorry for saying this, so lady, I'm not straight forward.
Okay. Sorry. Whatever she did to you, I apologize on her behalf.
You served breakfast this year.
Served that breakfast. And she came to collect lunch and dinner.
Let me tell you, Black Lives Matter. They keep putting off my mic. Ladies and gentlemen, I am under siege. So let me say this thing. He said that once he's done, he doesn't go back. So that's not being petty. He's gone. That's the kind of guy. When a relationship is over, it is over.
For some people, it's not over.
Yeah.
They're like petty.
Right now, I'm thinking, you know, I feel bad for the girl. Breaking up in the first place is petty.
Honey, you can't be juggling two balls at the same time. You have to choose one.
Be careful what you say.
No. I can't. See, for example, if I were to be Neymar, I can't be playing two balls at the same time.
Who will give you balls to juggle?
No, but I'm just saying.
Whose balls?
They play
are you
one.
Juggling?
Every all these men, this 11 men, yes. They run after one.
One ball.
They can't be. Imagine how they. It'd be confusion.
I'm threatening you guys.
And then the man is saying, pick one. And you don't want. You want to enjoy both sides. What
enjoy,
are you?
Enjoy. You're a footballer.
I am done with Dredd. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? I'm so sorry. Can we take this call after the break? We have to go for a very, very, very important break. When we come back on the other side of the clock, we'll wrap things up. And our lawyer girl is coming to bask bulls and break the table again. Check your marriage certificates. We'll be back. Because it's Thursday, I think that they took the Thursday juice. Stretch and Feta.
Point of correction is juice.
Anyway, this is what I'm saying, guys. Something's not right. Something's juice. Not right in there's the studio. I. There's something so that's juice. Going on here.
Okay, wait. So yeah. The I, you listen. Ignore the I.
It's juice. I know this thing about letters.
Calm down. I know this is not about pronunciation.
Okay.
J-U-I.
But this one that you said, it's Thursday on is June's.
Okay, if you say so.
I know this thing about weekdays too.
Okay, because I agree on that. On that, this
yeah, Lagos.
This superior argument.
We need to take them to the clinic. We'll be back.
Is it juice?
Myself, I did it.
You did what?
I actually did it.
Did
you hear me when I was shouting? Was up like that? Maybe I even had to stop because
that
like,
was
wow.
You. That was a tiny shrill.
Don't ever say that about her. I don't know what it means.
Or what?
I don't know what it means.
What can you do?
Nothing.
I tried my hardest to please Lagos Shad, but Marianne doesn't make me. I'll look for the lyrics.
It's
a sad song.
Anyway, so, yeah. Just in case you're just joining us, because now I'm going to be stuttering. It's What's Up, Lagos, and today I really need help.
She'll be stuttering.
Stuttering.
Yeah,
it's not even corrective.
She's not even welling.
That one is not about. I don't want to go into that detail. Yeah. Stuttering. What's that?
Stuttering. Please, we want to send a shout out to our senior colleague.
Yeah.
He sent us a WhatsApp message.
Yeah.
He corrected the English we spoke
Bao
earlier.
Bao
from Ikorodu said, why we say juice? He said it shouldn't be juice, it should be
let
ST.
Let me read. He said, hello, Stretch, Marianne and Info Girl. What's up, Lagos? Stretch to life. He says, Stretch.
Yes, that's the password.
Now, Bao is from Ikorodu. He says, Stretch, what happened to the ST in the juice? It should be juiced.
So I want to say, as senior colleague, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Whatever is wrong with us, your own is worse than ours. Thank you for correcting us.
I'm going to shut this down now because it's time for us to talk about serious issues.
Excuse me, you mean we've not been talking about serious
you
issues?
You are very unserious people.
Let me tell you something.
This segment it was recommended by the doctor to
I'm
help you guys.
I'm not with you on this. Actually, it's true. We're about to go into more serious conversations.
Okay,
no, we don't. We do.
Our
choir girl is here and she's in total awe. Like, what's going on?
Is it our?
And she's twinning with Stretch. That's amazing.
Let me tell you something. I was in my secondary school SS1. Shout out to that literature teacher.
Yes.
It was a poem called The Grecian Urn. I will never forget.
Yeah.
The first line of that poem is, the awesome beauty of the Grecian urn.
Mm-hmm.
My teacher said, I wish so. And you know me, I'm that child. I stood up and said, excuse me, ma'am. I said, it's awesome. She said, it's awesome.
Come on, will you sit down? What do you know?
Where were you born?
Guess what? Later on in life, that woman became friends with my family. I used to tell my mom, that's the awesome teacher.
Ah, Miriam, don't respect your
ladies and gentlemen, let us welcome her. She's looking.
The lady lawyer. So fun.
Stretch.
Yeah.
Skin like milk.
Hey, wait.
He's not a controller, not a super. My son is.
May I approach the bench?
I'm sending people out of the studio because we must talk about
it.
No, it's not. See, I was called to bar before you.
To bar beach.
Don't mind him.
No, there's a bar in my street. Mm. I was called at the age of 14. Hey. My uncle called me to come to bar. And when I came to the bar, I sat on the bench.
Nice, I like.
It's time for us to talk legal matters.
Take it in.
I do not know what's wrong with these guys today, but Olamide Onifade is a family lawyer. She's also a real estate lawyer. And every Thursday we talk about legal matters. And for the past few weeks, we've been looking at dissolution of marriages. Last week, Thursday, we talked about voidable marriages. And today we're going to continue. Like I said, bring out your marriage certificates because...
In
fact, bring dot jotters too. We'll be writing down because me and Stretch, we have to review our relationship before we now decide if we're going to marry or not.
Are we really in a relationship?
What is going on?
This is a situation.
Yes. Stretch, who's she?
We were joined against our will.
The other woman?
She's the woman I told you about.
Olamide, it's so good to have you join us in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. So, Stretch,
nice to see you.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's avoidable marriage.
On a serious note, let's go back to, let's just do a quick
recap
of what we talked about last week, Thursday.
Okay, because I was going to correct you. You said we've been looking at dissolution of marriages. We've been looking at nullifications. Nullity of marriage.
Voidable marriage.
Annulment.
Mm.
So today we're going to be talking about dissolution of marriage, which is commonly referred to as divorce.
Divorce.
Yes. So sounds familiar. If a marriage is void or voidable and become voided by the court, then that's annulment of the marriage.
So
it means the marriage never happened. But if the marriage happened, but you want to end the marriage for other reasons, aside all those reasons, then the marriage will be dissolved.
And that's what you call a divorce.
So in both cases, you're not living with each other.
Yes, but the consequences are different.
Yes.
Okay.
For the voidable marriages, there's so many things. Health. If, for example, Stretch, I marry you, and you didn't tell me that you were sterile. And you were aware.
No.
Is that not for the voidable?
No.
It's
if incapacity to consummate the marriage. And I said,
yes.
Okay. Being sterile is not it. That's a different outcome. The ability, the capacity to be able to have sexual intercourse.
Oh, so he can have sexual intercourse, but
being sterile is different.
So he can be sterile, and that's not a grounds for
no. That's
avoidable,
a
but it's grounds for divorce.
If you want to make it so.
No, I don't think so.
So I can't divorce a person because he's unable to give me babies.
Probably
without telling me.
But he said something about deceit. If he deceived you.
Okay, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
That the motive, it will now be the motive.
Exactly.
If he deceived you into, but if you married him.
Knowingly.
Okay.
I don't think you can use that
I
as
will
a
not marry him knowing.
No, some people may.
Yes,
so probably you can now come under one of the topics, one of the grounds I'm going to talk about, intolerable behavior.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Probably. I don't even think so under intolerable behavior.
Let's start with this dissolution. Now, I've heard most of the simplest thing I've heard thrown around for grounds for divorce is irreconcilable differences. And if you're telling me that irreconcilable differences is not necessarily
does not consider, let's say, this that we just this issue that we just raised, then what does it consist? Yes, because if you say irreconcilable differences, I might differ with you on that.
I think this is just a grouping. People, I mean, a lot of things will be under irreconcilable.
I want her to break down for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start now. There's only one ground for divorce in Nigeria, and that is that the marriage has broken down in irretrievably. Now, under that ground, there are about 8 different facts that you can use to show the court that the marriage has broken down. But to start with, there's a rule. You cannot get a divorce in Nigeria within the first 2 years of that marriage.
Oh, so you must have been able to stand the test of 2 years.
You must. Wow. Except under exceptional circumstances. Probably.
He works on the rig.
Probably the guy attempted to kill that person. Something of a very, very extreme nature. So for the first 2 years of that marriage, I'm sorry, you cannot obtain a divorce. Wow. Except you can show exceptional circumstances. And it's because of, you know, public policy, morality. Divorce is not served a la carte. It's not served on the asking, because you just stroll into court, you think you can get it. No.
Yeah, but because I'm so sorry to hop in. I know we're not talking about American system of, you know, laws, but we see people, you know, going and out of marriages like every other day, and it seems like it's very easy. You say, we'll just get married and then we'll, you know, plan our divorce.
I would say divorce is easy in the Western world. I would say the process is just easier.
Okay. Two different things.
But under the Matrimonial Causes Act that we use in Nigeria, you cannot get divorced in the first 2 years of the marriage, except under exceptional circumstances, as I've said. Now, moving forward. So if you now decide to get a divorce after the first 2 years of the marriage, you have to be able to prove one or many, or as much as from the 8 facts that I'm going to list. That we're going to talk about. So the first one will be lack of consummation, willful and persistent
lack
of consummation.
Can you break that down?
One of the spouse.
Can you break that down?
Now, if you remember when I was talking about voidable marriage, I said incapacity, unable to consummate the marriage. That is, the man is unable for probably medical or psychological reasons, and there are probably no cure for that. Now, in this one, you know, I talked about consummation. If you remember, what did I say consummation is? If you remember,
I wasn't here.
Okay, consummation is when the spouses get intimate.
Okay,
yes,
yeah, okay,
yeah. For lack of, I don't want to use
it's morning radio.
It's fine,
yes,
it's fine.
Morning radio.
Intimate. Now, in a situation, one of the spouses willfully and repeatedly refuse to engage in that intimacy, it's a ground for divorce.
For how long?
So now, willful, repeatedly.
So at least
there has to be a request. So, and there has to be opportunity for the intimacy to occur.
Okay. Conducive environment.
Thank you.
Okay.
So take for instance, a couple get married today and the guy jackpots tomorrow. With the mutual consent of both parties. And it's been abroad for 5 years. You can't come in to say there's a willful and persistent lack of refusal.
Because it's not around now.
There's no opportunity to. And it was a mutual
agreement
that he goes abroad. But juxtapose this with if you're living together in the house and he's... Okay, I would like to refer to this trending matter of this actor and his girlfriend. So, take for instance, if they were married and the lady has been persistently requesting for it, and the other guy and the
spouse,
husband, has been repeatedly neglecting, then that is willful and persistent. And the moment it occurs once, the marriage has been consummated.
So even if he just does it once and never does it again, it's been consummated.
Yes.
Wow.
Consummation just has to be once.
Once.
full and complete act. And so whether he's sterile, whether he can make babies or not, that's not
it. Doesn't matter. It's inconsequential in that regard. Okay.
It is inconsequential. Yeah. Huh. Then moving forward to the issue of adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that person, if the other spouse has committed adultery and the petitioner, that is the person who's petitioning the court, finds it intolerable to live with that act. So there are two elements. That the person, one of the spouses, has committed adultery, and that the other party finds it intolerable to live with it. So, say for instance, the wife commits adultery, and the wife and the husband finds out, and he does nothing about it, and probably they have another child after that discovery. He has. It means that the adultery did not affect
him. It means that you went along with the whole thing.
So, you cannot come round again after 5 years or 3 years to say she committed adultery in 1995. So on that ground, it means that you found it. You didn't find it intolerable.
It was tolerable for you to
at the time
be able to. Okay.
Have so you chance. Must show that you found it intolerable. So there are two elements to it. She must have committed adultery. So adultery alone cannot ground it.
Okay.
You must show that you found it intolerable. So in that situation, you must act fast. If you continue with the marriage
after another 2 years,
doing being in a proper marriage and all of that, having conjugal relationships and all of that, and you now come round to say, oh, she committed adultery 3 years ago.
What if the conjugal is once?
Well,
they said if we do it once, it's consummated.
No. Consummation is different from the conjugal duties after the discovery.
After the discovery of adultery.
Now, in that situation, we'll look at the fact. What happened? How did that occur?
Okay.
She begged me. She said she was not going to do it again.
Or I might be under duress.
Yeah, maybe intoxicated.
Intoxicated.
Okay. Or drugged.
But if you knowingly continue with the marriage, you cannot come around to say she's committed adultery.
Okay.
Now, going on to desertion.
Desertion.
Okay, then this element of adultery, okay. Let me say some other things about it before I move on to another ground. Now, rape. If one of the spouses was raped, that's the other spouse can't say she committed adultery. He or she committed adultery. Because there was no consent.
Yes.
It wasn't willful.
A crime was committed against them.
Because adultery must be
willful.
Willful. And even from the definition, I don't think it will cover same-sex adultery.
It doesn't?
Because it says a voluntary
act
between people of the opposite sex.
Oh, that is not fair.
Fair.
Well, maybe at the time, those definitions, that was
we didn't have, yes.
Do you understand? Okay. All this anomaly.
So you're saying that in this case now, for example, a woman goes to court and says, I want to divorce my husband because I caught him in bed with another man. You have case.
I think that will come under intolerable behavior, not under adultery.
I see. Can be categorized as adultery.
Because also in our law, we don't even recognize same sex, do we?
No.
Exactly. We don't. 14 years.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, like...
If that ever came up, it would be an offense.
It is an offense.
Yeah. So it's not
unfair. So it will not even come,
under adultery. Okay.
Yes. And also the fact that the party who is being accused of adultery is probably under, was drugged or intoxicated at the time that act occurred. You cannot say that person committed adultery. However, if that person willfully got himself intoxicated, you should know the consequence of that.
How do you prove that? Because I was about to ask the burden of proof. How can you tell that the person was not drugged or was not intoxicated by another person or did it willfully? Because you could take the drugs, you could take the alcohol and then feign ignorance that, oh, I didn't know that my drink was spiked. I didn't know that, it was alcohol I was given, So how do you prove?
Were given. Do you understand? The difference is if you were drugged, it's different from if you willfully took it. And that's now okay.
Now, if your drink is spiked, it could be you that bought it and you're drinking it. Your drink will be
spiked. You did not spike it.
Yeah. What she's saying is, how do you prove it? Either.
And that one, leave us to court now. That one
okay,
is a,
okay.
Are you lawyers?
Sorry.
Don't start conducting our case.
Don't be offended. We're sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So, then moving on to decision. If one party physically leaves the matrimonial home
for 2 years,
for a year, Uncle Stretch.
Oh, it has to go up to a year.
You said what?
So it has to go up to a year, not about 6 months.
No, continuously for 1 year, without the consent of the other party, then that is desertion.
Okay. Wow. Without the consent.
Mm. So now the key thing is consent.
Okay.
So you would ask me, some couples live differently. Maybe for economic reasons.
Yeah.
Mm. Or for some reason. Yeah. You might decide to have your family based in a particular place and you go work in a particular place. Mm. Of course, if there's a mutual agreement between both parties to do that, then that's not desertion.
That's not desertion, okay.
It was an agreement. That's the family structure.
That's just awesome.
However, if, for instance, the wife and the husband agrees that the husband goes to Ibadan to work, after a year, she gets uncomfortable with it and says, please come back home. I don't want that arrangement again. And the husband refuses. From the day of the refusal, it becomes desertion.
Wow.
Even if he's there working and making money.
Why don't you want to come back?
Because you are making money.
And it means uncomfortable. Then it means both of you, your views and vision is no more aligning.
So he's not going to stay away for 1 year. He goes and comes back, but she says come back totally.
She doesn't want that agreement anymore.
She's not comfortable
that arrangement anymore.
Okay, it will be desertion. Yeah,
that's desertion.
She's just taking it personal, because some people would say
the day she withdraws her consent from that arrangement,
That day is desertion, Abby.
Yes. You said what?
The desertion starts counting.
However, the party.
I knew there was something.
Husband can be able to prove just cause that I moved, actually.
Mm.
But my intention was not to move out permanently.
Mm.
Desertion also has the element of permanence.
Mm.
If one party moves out with the intention of making it permanent, without just cause and the consent of the other party.
I see.
So if the wife withdraws her consent, then that's desertion. However, the husband might be able to claim, no, it's for economic reasons.
And I still send money home.
That's still my home. I still come home every month and all.
Yeah.
So there is no continuous 1 year.
Mm.
Don't forget, it has to be continuous for 1 year. So the element is consent. When there's no consent, then it becomes desertion.
So
just cause.
So her claim for desertion is null and void if I say I'm doing it for economic reasons.
If you can make a case.
Yes, if you can prove it.
Let's go now.
Stretch. Do you have plans?
It's you,
Mayor. You are with me now. You were away for just a few weeks.
I won't come back. What? I'll be sending
him. I'm even saying that we can sue him for this.
No.
Okay, so let's go back.
Yeah.
Then, in fact, there can be desertion within the same household.
Abandonment of sorts?
Mm-hmm. So, in a situation where one of the spouses deserts the other party.
Mm.
Maybe they don't share rooms anymore.
Wow.
The wife doesn't make food for the husband anymore.
Ah, that's desertion.
No conjugal
finality. That's desertion.
No, they don't sit together. They don't talk. They just occupy.
Like roommates.
Yeah, roommates.
Flatmates.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back to talk about this more. This part is very important. Yes. But we have to take a quick break and we'll be back very shortly. Stay with us. It's gone past the 11 o'clock hour and we are still talking about the solution of marriages. And we brought our pen and our paper. Yeah. We're writing grounds for dissolution. adultery, desertation,
desertion.
Did I say desertion?
I actually was
because I'm writing one. I'm sorry, my brain. I'm writing one right now. Sorry, Lagos. I'm writing one, unfortunately.
I'm writing a desertion.
I'm supposed to finish my dissertation. But anyway, desertion, adultery. What was the other one?
Persistent, willful and persistent refusal to engage in consummation.
You know what consummation is. But before we went on that book, we're talking about desertion, which has to do with living in the same house.
Yes.
And people will always question, how can you say that the man is abandoning you? Meanwhile, both of you live in the same house. You go to the same church. Please explain to us.
No, I've explained prior to the break. I said, if there are two households under one roof,
two households.
Yes. And how do you establish that? There are no conjugal obligations between the spouses anymore.
Wife doesn't cook.
Yes, all the domestic work that they engage in. Everybody lives their separate life, except for the fact that they still exist under one roof.
Wow.
However, it is possible, but it is hard to prove. So it's not that it's not possible, but it's a bit hard to prove. How do you prove that? So you have to go extra length. So it is easier if both parties are living separately.
Yeah.
You can establish the physical element than the mental element.
Because I hear people say, we live like two strangers now.
Living like two strangers is different from operating two households under one roof.
So but what if the wife cooks her own
separately? She doesn't cook for somewhere else.
Yes.
They don't go out in the same car.
They don't
car.
Talk to each other. They probably communicate through chats.
Or if they have children, say, go and tell your mother to...
Even the children will be aware that in this household, there are two households. Do you understand?
It has to be really bad for it to deteriorate to that point.
I don't know what they'll be doing together.
Exactly. Why are you still living together if it's that bad?
Well, maybe for we'll talk about that at some other point.
It's worthy of discussing because a lot of people might be going through it.
So, moving forward.
Okay.
Another ground is, another fact is intolerable behavior. So that one is where a lot of all the, you know, facts can come under. So if you can't come under adultery, you can't come under
desertion,
lack of consummation and all of that, you might be able to come under intolerable behavior. So that is where cruelty will come. That is where domestic violence will come. That's where financial abuse would come. That is where different things can come under intolerable behavior, even imprisonment.
Wow, people imprison their wives or their husbands?
No, I mean if one of the spouses get imprisoned for more than 5 years, you can.
Oh, so if your man or your wife goes to jail,
is convicted, yes, you can use on that basis. Yes, you can. Okay, so he's convicted for 20 years and you want me to wait?
She still can get convicted.
For rape, for bestiality, for...
anything.
Yes.
Wow.
Then domestic violence, financial abuse. Financial abuse is actually...
Oh, it's a thing. Oh, yes, it is a thing.
Financial abuse?
It is a thing. Oh, yes.
Financial abuse is where the... I know you want to get at me, but the truth is, in our setting, the man is expected to cater for the family.
Well, yes, in theory.
In common law, at common law. That's what happens.
Amen.
So, we're... So, take for instance, he doesn't cater for the home. It's just the wife that does everything and all of that. Even a man can also do that, can also use financial abuse. If, for instance, the wife has a very fantastic job, earns more than the husband, and the husband is the one that bears all the
responsibility. That's not nice.
Yes, that's not nice. It's an abuse. So financial abuse, emotional abuse, and all of that can come under intolerable behavior. So not just domestic abuse, abandonment.
Yeah.
Just think of it can come under
that. Let's put a pin there. Lagos, we want you to join the conversation. We have 16 minutes on the clock. 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993. 0123 993 993 993. And the ladies, you can send a message or rather call 0146 57190. Send us a message on WhatsApp or use the hashtag on Twitter, WhatsApp Lagos, to join the conversation. We have a message on WhatsApp.
Yeah, Bao from Ikorodu says, hello everyone, please can a party in a marriage request a time of separation from their partner from the court? Maybe there was a serious issue and one wants to clear his or her head alone. Like, how long is allowed for it not to be divorce?
That's I was going to talk about that, but that's not the solution. It's called judicial separation.
You mentioned it last.
Yeah, some people go that route because of religious reasons. They want to live separately. They want to be. They don't want the obligation of marriage anymore, but they don't want to be divorced. So you can use that as an in between.
Does it have a time frame?
No.
It can be perpetual.
You still go to court and get a judicial separation.
It can be perpetual.
Yes.
But no. Is anybody allowed to marry, remarry?
No.
Okay.
You have to stay married.
So that's why I said
it's like an intermediate situation. Mm-hmm. You're not married at the same time. You're not
divorced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it.
So you don't have the obligation of matrimony.
So it's a gray area. It's a gray area.
It's something like that.
But the moment you decide that I don't want again, it means you have to apply for a divorce.
Yes. And you can use the grounds wherein you used for the judicial separation.
Mm. It can still apply for the divorce. Yeah.
So it's basically all those grounds. You can use it for judicial separation. This is adultery and all of that. But you might not petition for a dissolution of marriage. Uh-huh. Or you might just petition for a judicial separation.
Separation.
Hmm. Okay. Complicated, isn't it? Okay, we have another message.
Yeah, from Ikorodu. Favor says, my sister-in-law got married in 2015. Then her husband traveled after 2 weeks of their wedding. Till now, he's not back. Their son will be 8 years this year, and he has not seen his dad except on video calls. He's remarried over there. Can my sister-in-law also remarry, even without divorce, because we don't think he'll ever come back? That's what she says.
Well, obviously, they've lived apart for 8 years.
8 years, yeah.
And from what she said, I don't think there was a mutual consent for the man to go abroad. So I would say that's desertion. Hmm. They've lived apart for 8 years. It's obvious that the marriage has broken down irretrievably. Hmm. So what she'll be doing is to apply to the court for a divorce. But she must go to the High Court of any state in Nigeria to obtain a divorce if they're married under the statute.
Because what she wants to know is, can she marry without?
That's what I've said. Okay. She must approach an High Court. One of the high courts in Nigeria, any state, to obtain a divorce.
So it has to be divorced or not?
I recommend Taraba.
It has to be.
Okay. Well, the phone lines are actually lighting up, so we'll just take a few calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Sorry. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please.
Good morning, man.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Isaac is my name. I'm calling from Ishaga.
All right, Isaac. I see that you're in a very quiet place. Go ahead.
Okay. My own question is, it's more like a question to a personal experience. Now, I got married in 2020. And then in 10 months into the marriage, we had a child. And then 7 weeks after the child was born, my wife with the mother eloped. And up to this moment, I didn't hear from them. We actually got married at the marriage registry. In this case now, how do I go about, do I say divorce? Yes, how do I go about divorce? For instance, she's nowhere to be found and I cannot trace her.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Isaac. Interesting. Is that dissertation?
Oh, desertion.
I will finish my dissertation, please.
Yes, obviously, from the fact of what he has said, he's deserted. However, there's something called constructive desertion.
Okay.
Now, the person who moved out is supposedly the deserter, right? But it could actually be that it's the person in the home, the spouse who remained in the matrimonial home, who is the deserter.
How?
Because he might have pushed that other party to desert the home.
Anything that will bring men down, will bring.
Did I say men? I
the,
said
the man is calling out that the wife left with the mother.
But that's what she said.
No, she said, no, hold on. She said, I just remembered that aspect.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So now, it doesn't mean that because she's the one that deserted, means that she's the one in desertion.
it might actually be the partner, the spouse that who remained in the matrimonial.
So could you do it
that
unknowingly?
Did a lot of things to push out.
But could you unknowingly push a person into desertion?
Yes. A lot of behaviors that is intolerable
Can we take this case on face value? He says your wife.
I'm not even answering his question.
So let's answer his question.
I just remembered that aspect.
Thank you for remembering. Yeah.
So now, in this situation, you would have to serve her. If he wants to go ahead with the divorce petition, he has to serve her the last known address.
Okay.
Now, the last known address should be the matrimonial home.
Ah. But she's not there.
She's not there. At least there's a family member. They have a family house now.
Okay.
Then these days you can even serve her electronically. You can serve her via email or WhatsApp.
Technology.
You can use the electronic means. It's just for his lawyer to apply to the court.
Mm.
And the court will tell them, will direct them on the best medium.
Because
it doesn't have to be the physical address anymore.
The case looks, it sounds, we probably don't have all the details.
Mm-hmm.
Why the mother, if you know who took the child with your wife and went off, is there a father? When you got married, are there members of the family you don't know? So
there's a solution. Yeah. She has a phone, she has a WhatsApp, she has an email. Just save her via those.
Okay.
What if she blocks you? Well,
once you can prove that you have served.
Yeah, thank you.
He's on the bench. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch your life. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Olale. I'm calling from Atlanta.
All right, Ola, go ahead.
Yes. Me and my wife, we've not been living together for 2 years now.
Okay.
Or going to 3 years.
Okay.
So what actually happened was we relocated initially to Ikorodu. I moved out down here. But at a point, I decided that the place I relocated to in Ikorodu belonged to my sister, who is not in Nigeria. But at a point, I decided that I want to come back home to our own house that we built together in Atto. But she said she was not going to come back with me. And ever since, she has remained in Ikorodu. Can that be a grounds for divorce?
And this ever since, how long ago did she remain?
2020, after the COVID.
Oh, so it's more than a year.
Okay. You're right. If you remember, we pinned it at, I think, the session. So there are still other grounds.
Yeah.
Which I think that would fall under living apart for more than 2 years and living apart for more than 3 years. So under different elements. Maybe next week when
you go
on, so I'll discuss the So definitely it is a ground for divorce.
Concerning the lady who said her sister-in-law wants to be married without a divorce, now she's following up with this question. She says, will the child still be in her possession? They didn't have a registry marriage.
So what kind of marriage did they have?
If they married under the customary law, then she has to apply to the customary court to get a divorce. Or ask for the dowry to be returned, and that will relieve her of any obligation of any marriage obligations.
But what about the child?
Well, if the supposed husband is not requesting for the custody of the child, then the child will remain in her custody.
Okay.
But of course, if the guy comes back, then they might have to, they cannot agree on what should happen to the child. It's not every time that you have to approach the court. The first thing should be both of you coming together in the interest of that child to fashion out a way on how that child.
And so that's what they call settle out of court.
Yeah,
right?
They're not
settling out of court. They have not gone to court at all.
Between
themselves as adults, who knows what is best for their children, they should be able to arrive at that. The only time they will end up in court if they cannot agree.
Okay.
That's when the intervention of the court will be sought.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take more of your calls. I think we have about 6 more minutes on the clock, but then we have another message.
Shala says, I'm going through this at the moment. My wife separated herself totally because she's seeing another man. What can I do?
For how long?
No, so there's no time frame.
It's 1 year.
Yeah,
says
you're
okay.
Now there are about two facts in there. She's committing adultery from what he has said, and she's living apart from the marriage. So on the basis of deception
and adultery,
maybe they can obtain a divorce if he has his proof.
Maybe
adultery. You know, I was going to talk about this element too. You can prove adultery through probably the birth of a child.
Okay.
You don't have to see them physically together because of the nature of adultery. In most cases, you would not catch the person.
Yes.
I don't know much.
But there are a lot of circumstances that can, that you can draw conclusions from.
Yeah.
Like the birth of a child, or maybe a DNA result shows, or maybe circumstantial, living with a man. Living with another man who is not your husband.
It might not be conjugal.
But circumstances would... You know, the fact of the case may lead to that conclusion.
Yeah. Okay, let's take one last call before we wrap things up. Hello, good morning. Oh, sorry about that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Sorry, I want to quickly ask you. Me and my name is Odia. So, my wife has not been living together for the past 3 years now.
3 years? Why?
Are you getting me?
Yes. Why are you not living together?
We have a minor issue which I thought we could resolve, but based on the way the family handled the issue, we couldn't resolve the issue, but the commissioner of police actually temporarily separated us then.
Commissioner of police?
Made all the signs of taking not to, you know, bring trouble to each other again and all that, and say differently. So what is the process do I go to be able to divorce that kind of situation?
Okay, interesting question.
Well,
no, it's basically to approach the High Court of any state in Nigeria for a divorce on the basis that they've lived apart for more than 3 years.
Can the Commissioner of Police separate people?
Well,
I knew that you were going to ask that question.
Hold on, they can. If there's an element of violence.
Yeah, and he mentioned it.
So there's violence. So it's for them to maintain peace and order, pending when they will approach the court. Or either of the parties want to charge the other party for domestic violence.
It's a very, very serious case there. So, but what if they didn't get married the statutory way? How do they seek the divorce?
They were separated. It means they were never married. They were just cohabitation, right? Or is that what you mean?
Yeah, because, you know, like we've always said, there are people who get married but don't go to the registry. So they say...
Yeah, that's under customary.
In my place, they say they paid something on their head.
Traditional.
Yeah, that's the traditional marriage.
But was it registered with the courts?
I don't understand what you're asking.
You know how you say that if you marry... And there was an exchange, then that means you're married. But you also talked about registering it with the customary court.
Yes.
So
I said that's what the law says, that you should register so that you can have it as a proof. If you don't register, that doesn't mean it's invalid.
Oh, perfect.
No, it doesn't invalidate that marriage.
Okay.
It's just saying we were talking about proof. So, for instance, if your husband now wants to take another wife in future,
you can go and get that document.
Yes, if you have that document, you know, we're talking about evidence. How do you prove that a customary marriage
happened.
Occurred?
Yeah.
In most cases,
just for
because,
evidence.
Yes, witnesses, you can come up with the pictures and all that. Yeah. But sometimes witnesses may have all died. You might not have, not everybody that came to each rise another 50 years ago. How do you bring them together?
Very true.
So that's why the law stepped in and said, you go ahead to register that marriage.
You know, sometimes I check it out. Getting married is way, way too easy.
Coming out of it, is tough.
Hard, yeah. That's the way it's
extremely tough. That's why most people rather would want to stay married.
So I think it should be the other way around. Because if you want to get married, let us go through the processes so that you really know what you
that you're here for good
to get this, because getting married is just two of us saying feta, let's go go down to get married. But coming out of it is so, if it could be the other way around, it could happen.
No, I don't agree with you, because the society is trying to protect the institution of marriage. So if you make it difficult, then how many people want to get married?
You make it difficult, you know what it entails. People don't understand what marriage is.
No, I think
because it's easy to happen.
Well, no, I think because we want to encourage people to get married,
you should, the entry point should be very, very
easy.
Great. Yes. But the exit should be hard. So but you think about it very, very yeah.
before you marry.
So getting out of the difficulty. But it's not showing that way now. I mean, what's going on?
We have to go, guys. We're going to have this. We'll continue having this conversation after the show. Because you see, the court is downstairs in session. My name is Mary Anacol. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO. Lady. _ lawyer.
No. Olamide _ lady. _ lawyer.
Olamide _ lady. _ lawyer. Go and ask her all your questions on her Instagram. Yes. Okay, Stretch.
Don't follow me on Stretch Original Instagram.
I'm Feta.
Follow me on Instagram at Feta Dynamo.
Peace.
All right. See you tomorrow. Bye bye. I'll take you to Lagos.